Broadway, Jeeves. The Diary of a Theatrical Adventure. Written and read by Martin Jarvis. Prologue. This is a journal of a cliff-hanging year. There's a precipice or two, the occasional bluff, suspense, a few scars. Sheer fiction, then? Certainly some of its absurdities might seem improbable. Could I really have been fall guy to the Mafia? Mary Archer's high-rise bedmaker? Alan Ayckbourn's theatrical confidant? Did I actually lean nonchalantly against the piano as Andrew Lloyd Webber offered me his last diminuendo and reply, "I don't use them"? Surely Broadway Jeeves has to be a modern-day remake of an old showbiz scenario. Will they make it to the Great White Way? It certainly tells how various theatre folk struggled to midwife by Jeeves, by Sir Al and the good Lord, onto Broadway. And it's the story of my own attempts to establish a worthy Jeevesian characterization, almost singing, virtually dancing, definitely speaking, alongside a cast of Americans who can do all of those things brilliantly. But hoping to do it on or around 42nd Street? Moi? Assuredly a work of imagination. Or is it only real life that can accommodate such fantasies and possibly make them come true? Act 1. Pittsburgh. Wednesday, January the 3rd, 2001. I travelled yesterday from the 80-degree warmth of Los Angeles to the icy shock of 20s Pittsburgh. I'm here because last summer, Alan Ayckbourn asked if I would consider accepting a part in By Jeeves, which I'd turned down...